deposit 25 cents. Please deposit 25 cents. Please deposit 25 cents.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Can you try your call again later?
Good evening, I'm your gracious host, The Clone. It's 9 p.m., Friday, May 31st, 2008, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and you're listening to Network Radio. Alright, so we have a kick-ass show lined up tonight. No voicemail messages, unfortunately, but we do have a one-hour conference to make up for it. We have lots of music, funny audio clips, and more. We'll be taking shots at Barack Obama, the Democratic nominee. We'll be taking shots at the diabetes commercial. Hey, if you can't laugh at diabetes, then you're a sick fucking person. We'll have some interesting commercials as well from our gracious sponsors. And I'll be playing some awesome 1980s theme songs to bring you back to a time when most of us were still shitting in our hands and wiping it on our faces. Or, if you're port 9, sometime last week. So the first song of the night is by a regular DJ at our show called Crypticon. The track is called Seven Stones Hyperdrive Mix. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Support Network Radio. How do you do that? Donate today by visiting www.network.net/radio/donate.html. Again, that address is www.network.net/radio/donate.html. Thank you for your continued support.
the world very soon.
I think it's time for more of the same, but I want bigger government handouts for my children.
I would like our environment to be safe.
Este es nuestro América, mi América, tu América.
This is our America, my America, your America. Oh.
Make a difference in my generation.
I would like to see us
in a world without fear.
Basically, I just want the war to end. I would like the rest of the world to think highly of our amazing country. I think the thing that inspires me most about Barack Obama is that he really is going to be the president of the United States. You know, he's not going to be the president of the top 10% or the president of the most powerful corporations or the president of the most powerful lobbyists.
He's going to be our messiah.
He's going to speak for us because we put him there.
Obama.
Not just black people, but all people, and he's almost like a revival for a lot of people's souls.
I believe in Barack Obama because he believes in us.
We are the ones. We
can change.
Lift your hands and say,
we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one.
Please, Ron Paul, save us from all the neocons. Learn more about Ron Paul at www.ronpaul2008.com and listen to the following ad.
Only one candidate for president says he will bring our troops home from Iraq.
We went in there illegally. We did not declare war. It's lasting way too long. We're losing this one. We shouldn't be there. We ought to just come home.
Ron Paul wants government off the backs of working people. He'll rein in the IRS, cut taxes, and runaway deficit spending.
The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us. We have allowed our nation to be overtaxed and overregulated and overrun by bureaucrats. The founders would be ashamed of us for what we're putting up with.
A veteran, doctor, 10-term congressman, and strong family man, Ron Paul is a patriot we can be proud to call our next president.
Our campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace.
Ron Paul, a president to be proud of.
Up next is a track by a 10-second head start called Corrective Action, version 1.0.1.
Diabetes. diabetes. Diabetes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Network Radio Conference. It's a one-hour-long conference to make up for the lack of voicemail messages we got this month. What the hell? Leave some messages, you little jerks. It isn't that hard. All you have to do is pick up the fucking phone, call 1-866-760-1393, and press extension 1. That number, again, if you're retarded, is 1-866-760-1393, extension 1. Thank you! And by the way, before we start, the conference is put in two parts. Tim was over and he accidentally hung up the main administration line, so now it's in two recordings. No big deal. I forgive ya, Timmy boy.
You are currently the only person in this conference.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Michael Enigma.
Oh, hey, it's the clone.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah. So, Oh, one sec, sorry.
Pardon?
Oh, yeah, there you go. So, yeah, I'm over here with Tim again. Same as, I guess it was a month ago already. Jeez.
Yeah?
Just hanging out. Yeah, just hanging out. I don't know, might pull out the blackjack again tonight. So you over at the payphone today, or?
No, well, I'm a completely different end of the province this time, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm guessing no one else is on yet?
No, we're just waiting for people. Okay. I know I told Cagcracker to get his ass on, and I told Frost to come on, but he's actually picking up, he's picking up Canker now, and they're coming over here to hang out, so.
Okay.
Hopefully we can make this conference a bit longer. Sorry, go ahead.
A friend of mine who should be coming.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, yeah, it'll be pretty good.
I finally twisted his arm to sign up today.
Awesome. The conference will probably have for a bit longer today, just because people have been kind of waiting for the last show. I didn't put it online. I've just been so busy with everything else, fucking moving.
Yeah, that thing called life.
Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, I have one these days, but it's been pretty good because, I mean, I work at home and I'm self-employed and all that, so I don't have to really worry too much about a life. But, yeah, it's because I moved out. I got some new roommates and stuff. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
I just applied today as Shaddix.
Oh,
I don't know if I got approved yet. Hey, how are you?
No. Pretty good. Actually, what I can do is I can approve you right away here.
All right.
It's a clone
he's
from
at a
Network.net.
Payphone, so it won't matter.
What?
He's at the same payphone that I was before, so it probably won't matter.
Oh. Yeah. Didn't realize that was you talking.
Oh, yeah.
So, I can approve you, because the thing is, ever since I allowed people to sign up on the board, I used to have a thing where you'd have to email us to get approved or whatever, and I get probably about 100 spammers and botnets and stuff, or bots, rather, not botnets, but bots, signing up every week. So it's just been kind of lazy. I haven't gone through that yet. That's cool. So both of you guys are Ontario, right? Or no, let me guess. Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
Nova Scotia, right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm over here in Edmonton, Alberta, of course, and well, for a little while, we'll see. I mean, I might be moving to hang on a second. I'll be moving to Vancouver in September, either September or March. I'm not too sure. It depends how money goes and stuff. So. But do you want to say hi to Tim? One sec, pass the phone to him.
Yep.
What's up? Who's this?
Hey, Shaddix.
Huh?
Michael Enigma.
New guy on the board.
On the board? Oh, yeah? What kind of board is it? Is it a pine board, or is it an oak board? Oh!
Maybe a circuit board?
Skateboard? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny. What's your name?
It's Ken, but on the message boards there, it's Shaddix.
Oh, yeah, I can't really hear what you're saying, so can I just call you Ken?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim.
So what's your deal, Ken?
What's my deal?
Yeah, man.
Like, okay, what are you going to say after that?
Why are you talking to me right now?
Probably
wow, this is an odd interrogation starting.
Well, like, are you some sort of left-wing environmentalist? Is that what brings you to the network forum, or are you a computer hacker, or, you know, what's your deal?
I wouldn't say really computer hacker. I don't think I could hack the broadside of a barn, really, right now, but it's always interesting to learn. Michael Enigma there got me on it last year, and just got around to signing up this year.
Oh, so that's you're interested in computer security and network security?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, well.
Among a bunch of other computer
stuff,
too.
Oh, yeah, so your account's enabled. Your account's enabled now, I guess.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, FYI.
Rockin'
yeah, that's cool. So, where do you live, if you don't mind me asking?
Nova Scotia.
Oh, really? What's in, Halifax?
Inaganish.
Oh, you know, I used to have a friend that lived in Halifax.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ran a hacking BBS back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
He moved to Grand Prairie, Alberta recently.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So do you like living in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's nice. Very scenic.
You don't seem to have much of an accent.
I don't really know what a Nova Scotian accent is, even though I was born and raised here.
Oh,
what?
Okay. No, you answered my question. I asked if you moved there, but I guess you didn't.
No.
You just said that. Is there some delay or something?
I can't really notice it too bad. There might
be
a little
bit. Okay, well, I definitely notice it by the what you just said right there. There is.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I was, like, starting for that answer. I was starting to answer before I even heard your question. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He was just thinking a lot.
Yeah.
So what do you think your name is? Stratix?
Shaddix. S-H-A-D. What? Pardon?
Just spell her out, man.
S-H-A-D-I-X-X.
Oh, Shaddix. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That's like a combination of, like, Shat and Matrix. That's pretty sweet.
I just Shat the Matrix?
Yeah, something like that. That's awesome, man.
That wasn't really intentional to do that. You just kind of, like, pulled that out of there, but that works, I guess.
Yeah, man. That's rad. Yo, who is number three? Number four, I guess it'd be.
Me?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tim. Who's this?
It's partially phone. It's Persephone. It's Zoe.
Oh, hey, Zoe. Yeah,
hi.
We're not really talking about anything. I was talking to this Nova Scotia guy.
Oh, really?
Are you
Nova
coming
Scotia
here?
Rocks. Me?
Yeah.
I don't have a car.
Oh, right. Oh, well. That's
no
fine.
Bum.
So how was your night there last, whatever it is, after we left you? What did you end up doing? What was it, 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago when I saw you downtown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to New City, I think.
You just chilled there?
What?
You just chilled there for the rest of the day?
I don't really remember.
Did you see Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yo, who just joined? I heard a number fiver.
Hey, it's Tech.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. What's up?
No, you weren't interrupting anything, man.
Oh,
like
okay.
Anything actually, nothing actually happens on these things.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You never know.
I'm at Nate's house, eh?
Who's this? Is this Tim?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Tech. James.
Oh my god. Never actually heard your voice before.
Oh, this is James? Like, James?
No, not James, you know.
Tech. Oh. T-E-K.
Oh, okay.
Dude, who's like never on IRC anymore?
Yeah, well, neither am I.
I apologize. I've been way too busy.
Yeah, man. I've had just too much stuff going on in my life to want to, you know, spend time on the computer.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You guys in your lives?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? I'd be totally down if I didn't have to work, you know, 10 hours a day. I'd be totally down with spending those extra 2 hours on the computer. Whatever. Insurance payments kind of tie you down.
Oh, money.
Dollar. Yo, I just watched this I just watched this Penn & Teller show. You ever heard of the show Penn & Teller Bullshit?
Yeah.
On
yeah.
a cycloid?
Yeah.
So amazing. I love it.
Dollar bill, yo.
Oh, I see you.
It's the clone, and I'm in the same room as Timothy.
Timothy.
No, don't hang up.
Whoa. Okay, hey, sorry about that. Tim hung up the phone thinking that it wasn't going to affect the conference, and it did, so.
Sorry.
That was awesome.
You broke
I got
it.
All the way down my driveway to go have a smoke, and I had to come all the way back in to get the pin again.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
wait, fuck. Okay. I wrote it down on my hand.
So, yeah, you like the hold music?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was epic. It was very soothing.
Epic lol. Ruffled.
Ruffle copy.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I got a shirt with that on it.
That's sounding pretty good. It's good quality. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too terrible.
No echoes.
Yeah, like last time, a few months ago, we did this on Andrew's crappy little server in Newfoundland. It just sounded like garbage. So.
This sounds pretty good, but I'm probably really, really quiet.
No, you sound pretty good, too.
I can hear you,
man.
That's
cool. It's just your personality.
Oh.
Tim, you judge people.
No, it's true. You judge people.
Yo, did anyone in Edmonton, have you guys heard about that new EPCOR building they're making downtown?
No.
Oh, they're planning on building another high-rise downtown for EPCOR right next to the Remand Center there, you know, by the CN Tower?
Oh yeah. Oh, where the Tent City is.
Wait a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let me just define a few things here. EPCOR is our power company, and Tent City is... for home, well, basically where homeless people live because they don't want to buy homes like everyone else.
Yeah, we had a couple of those here. Those were awesome.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Most
people who live in Tent City don't live there because they don't want to buy a home.
Wait, isn't their job?
Maybe just hey, well, Tim, tell me your story. Come on.
Oh, I cut my story in half. Don't want to buy homes. Anyways, yeah, you know how there's, I don't know if you guys know, but under the Remand Center, you know how there's a roughed-in LRT station, eh? I was reading this article in the newspaper that they're planning on building a new LRT station for the EPCOR Center and CN Tower. But interesting enough, is they're probably just going to use the LRT station that was built for the Remand Center. Because I don't know if you guys know, but like way back in the day when they first started the LRT system, they were planning on building like a high-speed, like high security train from the Edmonton Max, like penitentiary, to the Remand Center. And there's still an LRT station roughed in but not completed underneath of the Remand.
Cool.
The interesting insider news, they're probably going to use that one. Well, they are using that one to build the station for the EPCOR Center. Just interesting
cool.
information.
Oh,
thought somebody might find that cool.
You should do some urban exploration and, you know, take some pictures and stuff. That'd be funny.
Interesting. So, Nathan, we've got this new system in town, very similar to BarWatch, but not mm-hmm. quite. Just started operating.
Okay.
And it's right fucked up. It's just right now they don't actually store any of the information, but it's these huge LCD screens, and they do a scan of your ID and take a photo of you and do a comparison before they let you in the door.
It's pretty intense.
I
actually think I've heard about that.
I don't know what it's called.
Like
I haven't actually... Pardon?
Is that like biometrics or something?
It's something like that. I haven't had a good look at it yet, but it's interesting considering it's like it was pretty much banned from the same bar watch was banned from the city pretty much a few years ago. So
that's
they're
good.
Using a different system. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like big complex downtown. It's got like 9 bars in it, all owned by the same guy. So he's using
in
all his little clubs there.
That's really good. I think it's called like SecureLink or something, or Secure.
Yeah, I think that is because they make all sorts of devices. They're a little less intrusive, but still, it's not fucking cool, you know.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, one thing I'm really happy about, and I don't think people give Hack Canada enough credit. I know it's kind of a biased thing for me to say, being in Hack Canada and all that, but you know, I think that like, with Cybergasm for sure, I'm giving him shouts out here. With him writing an article and having people protest, he had a big, major part in the deconstruction of it and the banning of it in some cities. Because I mean, if it wasn't for him exposing it, you might have a few protests, but I'm sure there'd be some kind of shitty web form talking about it or something.
Yeah, like this conference right here.
Yeah,
I know they're still using it in Vancouver and a lot of clubs there, but other than that, it's pretty much gone, or something very similar.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much the lower life forms that are using it here in Edmonton, right? You got the redneck bars, or you have, like, the really yuppie bars, which...
Yeah, it's mostly sports bars and stuff like that that are using in Vancouver, from what I saw.
So why did they install the system in the first place, is it?
In the first place? Well, okay, well, here's the reason behind it. We'll give you the PR version, and then we'll give you the evil version.
Okay.
The PR version basically states, well, enough people are fighting in the bars. It's scary. We don't want criminal people coming in our bars who have started fights in other bars getting back. We don't want people who are extremely drunk that we can't tell are drunk coming from one bar to another, like bar hopping. They want to stop that. Well... Well, basically, they had a system called BarLink. They scan your ID, your full ID, by the way, and they save it on a server, unencrypted. Of course, they don't say that, but it's unencrypted on a Linux server, and we know where it's hosted. And, what they do is they share the information with the police and the RCMP over their databases and stuff, so they can actually see. So, for example, you go to the bar, scan your ID, and the RCMP and police can know where you are at the moment you're there. And
that's great. Mm-hmm.
Big Brother, hello, like
not
that's
cool.
Scary shit. Definitely.
Yeah, I remember talking about that in one of my classes here. And I think I was like the only one in the class who was actually like for privacy. I was surprised how everybody else is like, I'd be completely fine using that.
Well, of course,
like,
because they're like, because they go, well, I have nothing to hide, right? You know, I mean...
Yeah, but it's not the reason you have nothing to hide. It's that why should they be able to see it anyway?
I hide my bathing suit area.
Hopefully they're not tracking that on BarLink.
Well, wait till he gets more drunk, then he starts stripping.
Uh-oh.
But,
I don't have anything to hide.
Are you sure about that, buddy? No, but these are the same people who use Facebook. I mean, I use Facebook, too, but I use a fake name. And
I don't leave anything on Facebook anymore.
Why? Are people after you?
No. But I just don't like having all that information out there.
Yeah, well, it is out there.
Yeah, it's already put it in once in the server,
advocate,
and it saves
seriously,
it forever.
Man.
I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
Him,
I was just
advocate.
Talking. I was talking on RSC just now, and I'm not used to it, so, just blame that.
Oh, okay.
Tim is currently in the washroom taking a crap. I just wanted to let
actually,
you guys know.
I totally am. I wish I could rip a big fart so you could hear it, but I can't.
I heard it earlier, so what I'll do is I'll play I'll take a portion of the MP3 and I'll make a remix for the radio show.
With a nice big intro on it. Tim Sharp.
I'm down.
Yeah. By the way, it's going to be property of Network. You don't get any ownership over it. Sorry.
Whatever.
You don't even own your own farts.
Wait, oh, you guys want to know another interesting fact?
No.
Okay.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
The fact that farts reminded you of that, I don't know. But yeah, go.
Bad segue. Go ahead, Tim.
I said no.
What, Tim, are you concentrating?
No, I said go, G-O.
I can't, man. I can't do two things at one time.
Tim, when you poop, do you pee and poo at the same time, or do you wait?
I don't know. I try not to. It feels weird. Dude, you really killed the conversation.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you have something cooler to talk about, be my guest.
I don't know if we can top your poop there.
Oh, this is what network radio is all about.
So, is this going on the radio?
14. Yes, it's being recorded as we speak.
Oh.
Yeah, now he shuts up.
Yeah.
Everyone goes silent.
That's funny.
I read that.
I don't want all my information out there.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah, I used to have a Facebook account, and then I was, like, I don't know, reading about all the scary stuff, and I deleted it, but they still have
Yeah, right. I bet you deleted it because people stopped sending you messages.
Tim. Shut up, Tim. Okay, but yeah, I agree. Like, you know, you closed because, well, you figured it was closed because the CIA is running Facebook. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Who's running it?
Well, the CIA had something to do with it.
CIA people.
They made some profiling app, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I don't know, I don't like how it records how you interact with other people.
I read about that profiling
like that
thing they made for Facebook.
And, like, the beacon thing they had, too.
Yeah, but you hear of the woman that sued Facebook or Blockbuster over the beacon?
No, I don't think so. I heard that one.
Yeah, she got a big hop over it, but the beacon started like flaring to her friends, showing what like movie she'd rented from Blockbuster, and she got like really fucking upset about it and sued them.
That's funny.
There's one story when it came out, like it was like right after it came out, somebody bought an engagement ring. And it spoiled
the guy, he bought the engagement ring and started getting the ads or something like that.
Yeah, and then friends and his girlfriend saw that he bought an engagement ring on the related whatever it is. I don't even know what it is.
There,
I never had
another,
it on Facebook.
Another guy who did something really similar. He was testing out how the ads worked.
Yeah.
So him and his girlfriend, he watched the ads for a while, and he was getting ads for, like, all these single sites and stuff like that, and then he changed his status to engaged, and he started getting ads for, like, bridal services and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
Well, yeah, so, like, it didn't surprise me, but, I mean...
That's a little bit too detailed, I think. I mean, it's funny, because I'll post about something on my Facebook just... I don't know, a hilarious post just about partying and stuff, and I'll actually get party ads, you know, these limos, order a limo for the weekend. funny stuff, but, I mean, yeah, it makes sense, because if you're a legitimate Facebook user, you obviously want ads that are going to meet what you want, right?
Targeted they're targeted properly.
Beautiful marketing. That's a bit scary, though.
Mm, yeah.
Kind of like Google, right? So have you guys heard of Hack Canada starting the free man on the land meetings?
Yeah,
I read about that yesterday, I think.
Yeah, like thinkfree.ca is a really good site. It has a bunch of information on there. So we're going to have our first meeting next Friday at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. It's 6 p.m. on the 6th month of the 6th day, 666.
Ooh, come on.
Yeah.
I wish I could have, like, a job or something before I show up.
Okay, I'm going to buy you some beers. I told you I would.
No. I'm tired of people buying me stuff. I need employment.
Nope. I told you I would. I think, I don't know why I told you I would buy you beers. I think some weird
reason. You could have been drunk. That'll happen.
No, I don't think so. I'm just trying to remember what it was. Well, I was pretty happy with, you know what it was? I think it was because I told you the whole thing you did with the faxing
right.
collection agency.
Yeah, I told you that.
Actually, tell these guys about it. It's interesting.
I will, later. I don't want to do it right now.
Well, I heard
yeah, okay, you I will.
Come on.
I was getting a bunch of phone calls. Was that somebody joining or dropping?
Joining.
Oh, okay. I was getting a bunch of calls from NCO, like every day at like 9:45 or so. And I was sick of it because I like to sleep because I'm an unemployed bum. So they keep calling and calling, and eventually one day I answer the phone and say, okay, well, what's the deal? You guys keep calling without any form of caller ID. I have no idea who you are. You never leave voicemails or anything. You know, what's the deal? So this lady, Sylvia, decides to tell me that she's with NCO and I have an account with PayPal that's in arrears. I go, well, that's a little interesting because they have my MasterCard. Why wouldn't they just take it from that? Apparently I've been forwarded to a collection agency, blah, blah, blah. So I ask her for her license number, her full name. She refuses to give it to me, puts me on hold, and then hangs up. The line kicks out because I've been on hold for so long. Second time, I had a lady call that I haven't dealt with since. I asked her the same questions. She transferred me to her supervisor, and he went and looked for his license number and then hung up. And then I finally got a call back from the original lady, and I talked with her, and she kept telling me how sorry she felt that I could not afford $40. Well, I could afford this $40, trust me, but I just
but
don't
like,
feel the need to pay it to a company I've never done anything with before. I've never entered into contract with them. Why would I bother paying them?
Yeah, exactly.
She kept saying, well, you got stuff for free then. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do then, because I'm not paying this. If PayPal wants the money, they have my credit card number. They can bill that. If they don't, that's their own loss, not mine. I don't really care.
Yeah.
They, So
they'll threaten you, right?
Yeah. Pardon?
Stuff. Oh, but they'll try to do threats to you. They'll try to embarrass you. Like you said, I just want to point this out. It's really important. The collection agency lady said, oh, I feel really bad for you, the fact that you can't pay $40. Like, kind of demeaning in a way.
Yeah.
But, okay, continue your story. Sorry. Just wanted to point that out.
Well, that probably worked on
I thought you were cut off.
No.
Oh, that's him that's cut off. Never mind. Yeah, that's right. But,
okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so I talked to her manager again, and he assured me that no matter what, they will continue to call me, no matter what I do. And then I say, okay, well, I have a bunch of questions I need to ask you, and he says, you need to write me a formal letter and fax it to me, or email it. I said, email works great. And then he said, no, not email. I need it faxed. Okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
So I type
that makes
this
sense,
fax
though. That
form.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I type up this fax, I send it off to him that day, and I give him a call after, and I say, you know, I sent the fax, I got the confirmation sheet, blah, 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 go check the fax machine. He never called me back since. I called him back, what was it, yesterday? I think it was yesterday. And he said, yes, we got the fax, we will be, I said, well, are you going to honor my fee schedule if I ever get a call from you guys again? He said, yes, we honor the fee schedule.
Oh, hold up, I think Ross is calling.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim, hold up.
Okay. Well, I'll explain it a bit, that basically he faxed a letter. This, oh, my God, that's annoying. I'll wait for him to get back. Never mind. It's a good story, though. It's really interesting stuff. This is proof that the free man movement is working.
I don't really know a lot about this free man movement. If you were going to, like, explain it to me in, like, one sentence, what would it be?
Freedom.
Freedom. It would
Woo-hoo.
Be, well, it would be that you're, there's a world, it's kind of like the Matrix. There's a world that you think exists, but, you know, it's not really the world that you're supposed to be living in.
Isn't it just, like, massive loopholes in black law?
Yeah, there's loopholes. I mean, everyone has freedom. Like the Black's Law and the Magna Carta basically gave us his rights 500-700 years ago, and throughout, you know, through coercion and through just trickery, we were taught that we don't have the rights that we have. It's not a lot to explain, but basically that we have more rights than we think we do,
And by acting on these rights, we can change our lives and really take care of ourselves. Like, for example, with Tankrakov faxing that letter to the NCO Financial Group, he was able to scare them off and actually zero out his debt from what we believe. I mean, we haven't confirmed that part yet, but we understand you can do that. If you go to thinkfreeforums.org, sign up for an account, just read it. There's so much information. I mean, I've been on there for a couple weeks now, and I'm still catching up, and I've only read about 10% of it. It's just insane. But, go ahead, Kang, with your story. Sorry about that.
Oh, there's not really much more to tell. I mean, they're on a fee schedule. They said they'd never call me again. Yeah. And the next correspondence will be by email, letter mail.
Yeah. And in your letter, it basically states that if you're being harassed, letters written to you, faxes to you, you have a certain fee that you can be paid as a free man of the land, as, you know, $1,000 per letter, I think it was, and what was it, $100 per fax?
Fucking right. Yeah, I'm going to call you. Well, I guess I'll call and I'll see you when I get there and came in, whatever.
Okay.
We're on our way.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Kate.
Okay. So, if you guys go to thinkfreeforums.org and just search for Alex, I think it's Alex Dash James Dennis Lalonde. It's one of the stories there. He talks about it there. If you look up NCO Financial on the search part of the form, you'll see his story and he explains it. He actually has a letter there as well. So if you ever get harassed by a collection agency and you don't feel that you have to pay it, you could actually fax it over to them and they'll usually go away. One thing to keep in mind, though, is I would only do this if I felt that I was being dishonored with a contract, if I felt it wasn't fair. I mean, if you know you owe money to a company, it's always in good nature to, you know, just do it, just pay it, pay your debt, act in good faith. That's one thing you kind of want to stand by.
You don't want to abuse a system that's there to protect you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's worth checking out. It's interesting that we scared away a company that, you know, probably makes about $50 million a year or more. it's kind of like, I kind of think of it as the whole free man movement is hacking law, contract, and real life society in a legal way. You're not going to go to jail over this shit if you do it right.
Well, I just I just read my residence agreement for college, and it's 6 pages long of, like, size 7 font, and just rule after rule after rule after rule, all the stuff you can't have. If you bring, like, a kettle, an electric kettle, you have to register it with, like, the front desk and stuff.
Yeah, we have rules like that, too, here.
Well, it's bullshit. I mean, registration is basically another word for asking permission to do what you already have the rights to do.
Yeah,
it's begging for permission from an authority figure, well, which really doesn't exist. It's one thing you'll actually learn through the free man movement is that there's no authority but yourself.
The one I like the best is the one that says you can only use the side window covering. So you can't change the curtains. You can't put something else up instead of a curtain.
Wow.
You can't put signs on the window. I think I have a giant pirate flag. I'm going to take that and just put it over the entire window.
That's cool.
I was really mad that they got cameras in my building in the stairways now.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like, they just put it in middle of the year kind of thing. I just found it weird kind of thing. It's probably not against any rights or anything. I'm not sure, but...
Well,
it's kind of annoying they didn't tell us. What?
Yeah, because if they don't have it in your suite, I don't think that it would be illegal. Usually their excuse for it is, oh, a girl got raped once 10 years ago, so we better, you know, put these cameras in.
Right? For the news.
I think a good solution for the windows would be to take the flag and put it onto like a sticky piece of acetate or something and then stick that up on the window so you're not really hanging up a flag. And it's
pretty
much clear.
You're not allowed to affix things to the window either. That's another one of their rules. They got their lawyers on there.
Okay.
They're all about the window rules.
Wow. Huh.
It's all about the image of the university, right?
Yeah. You can't have kids putting pirate flags in the windows there.
Suppose you could use a loophole and project something on the window. Because they can't really get mad at you for putting the light on something. Make sure a window is nice.
Well, I didn't read anything about you can't have light projecting something on a window. So if I close the curtains and put a projector on there, I could project like moving images.
Yeah.
Or just make your window nice and dirty. Mm-hmm. It would show up on there too.
That's funny.
Look at this go.
That's cool. So Michael, have you been talking to any of the those DJ guys and gals out in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, a couple of them. They're my main friend there, Ms. Maxine. She's working on a new set for the Evolve Festival there. She just put out a nice, really nice double CD set that I've been listening to off and on for the past couple of weeks.
Awesome.
So
yeah, that's a good mix.
Yeah, as soon as who knows, I might even get a sneak peek at what she's playing at Evolve, but I'll let you know if anything else comes down the way.
Yeah, sounds good. If you have anything that any of those guys have made that's maybe in just smaller MP3 files, or if they give permission maybe for you or someone else to just take a long mix and just kind of make different audio clips or something, that would work. See, the unfortunate part is when I use Virtual DJ, crappy Windows program, if I have the radio show going and I insert a file that's, longer than 30 minutes, it crashes the program.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking annoying as hell.
I think I know a couple tracks that would be good for radio play. One that guy Johnny Sleep Depth does a nice mix of this song. It's awesome. New
cool. Which one's that?
Okay, just the one in that video.
Oh, that one, yeah, okay.
Oh, man, it's like a sick track. When he played it at the festival last year, there was like one of those huge, nighttime summer thunderstorms. And there was, probably about 500 people in front of the stage dancing to it with this thunder going off. And someone caught it on video on YouTube. And the music was just playing until the rain came down so hard it, waterlogged all the equipment. And it stopped the music, at a musically sensible point in the song to actually stop the tune. It was wicked.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And yet, during it, in the video, the lightning is timed at, two or three points just, perfectly with the music, which is also, it was a really cool effect.
Yeah.
That's neat. That's really neat.
Yeah, I'll post
kind of higher being is,
yeah.
Rocking out,
yeah.
Yeah, I checked it up on YouTube the other day, and somebody was like, oh, man, awesome. Did somebody die there? I was like, well, nobody died. The equipment, kind of. But people were like, man, do you guys have, weather with your, with your festivals all the time? We're like, no, Nova Scotia's not this little magical bubble. We just have regular weather. This is a freak occurrence.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool. Yeah, if you want to email me, just email theclonerhackcanada.com with the MP3. Just give the artist name and the song title and anything else, like a website address. I can advertise that. Be sweet.
All right.
Cool.
Do you guys have any plans this weekend or tonight or anything? Or
I have plans for the summer. Going to Hope.
Going to Hope. Awesome.
Anyone else?
Cool. Well, good luck getting over the U.S. border, to the U.S. border, of course.
Yeah.
Scary.
I'm going to drive down and then hop on a train. Usually to drive through.
Nice. Yeah, there's a couple people on the board, I think, who are going, or at least one person. I've been invited to go. Because I'm living in Alberta, it's so far away from New York. It's just very extremely expensive to get there.
You have to fly.
And then just getting a hotel and paying for things there, outrageous. So.
Well, I picked up my tickets on... There was a fundraiser on Off the Hook, and I got two tickets, an Off the Hook shirt, and 80 DVDs, 80 DVDs from Hope's Number 6.
Holy shit.
Bucks.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've been invited there. I've been invited to do speeches and stuff, and I know Emmanuel Goldstein
personally. I met him a couple times. I met him at DEF CON 7 in 1999. We had dinner with him and stuff, and then we met him a year later and had dinner with him again, and he's a cool guy. Pretty cool. I don't know.
He doesn't, he thought the Edmonton Oilers had moved to the States, though, on the fundraiser I called in on. And then I corrected him on that, and then he said it was the Calgary Flames, maybe. He was thinking of Winnipeg, but he doesn't know Alberta very well, apparently.
No.
No, no, exactly, yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be neat if he came out here and hung out, definitely. I mean, we invited him a couple times, but I know he's very busy. He's always on the road, and he's always overseas and stuff, so.
He's got, what, 2 radio shows a week, a magazine to make, and he travels all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's good that he's making a living out of it, and that he's definitely supporting, you know, the community and stuff, and I've always liked him. You know, a lot of people have talked shit about 2600 and stuff, saying it's too simple, lame, whatever.
How it's like, I don't know, it's like lame MySpace hacks and stuff, but whatever.
Yeah.
I still find good articles in it.
Yeah, so do I once in a while, and actually, it wasn't the latest ones. I'm sure the summer one's already out or it's coming out. The spring one with Flux's article in there, that was unbelievable that he posted that. I was really impressed. He said, sorry to hear it, that he was, you know, part of your community and stuff.
Yeah, and he published your letter.
Yeah, he published my letter in there as well, and that was definitely amazing. So it's good to show that, you know, there's humanity in our hacker scene. Yeah, if you want to say that.
So. Yeah.
And hey, but K-Line 51 was a good touch, too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Actually, that was Sive's idea. My idea was for calling it K-Line Forever. You know, so it's like remembering Flux forever, but also remembering K-Line forever as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Nine years almost of a zine. Quite a long time, you know. Started when I was 17 years old.
Yeah, well, especially when most zines last for like three issues and then...
3 issues, you have to go 51 issues. Yeah. For a while there, I was going monthly, and that was a lot of work, and people were submitting quite a bit. Yeah,
I guess that's why, like, when you get so big, though, like, you get more content, so it's easier to keep going, I guess. That's why 2600 is around, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's what we had. Like, that was sort of before the whole YouTube, like, blogging shit was happening. And when that kicked in, it really slowed down. People stopped writing articles, and people really don't write too many articles these days anyway.
Now everything, you got it on a blog, and then it gets on Dig or something.
Yeah, well, Tim just said that no one pays attention to his website. So, Tim, you're going to give us the URL to your website. What's that?
Kidding. I'm updating an article right now, bitches.
Well, what's the,
Oh, I just found another... Why did it go all the way over there?
Have you guys read the keynote lineup for Hope this year?
Yep. We got Adam Savage from Mythbusters.
Yeah, and Mitnick and Jello Biafra.
Yep.
No,
just reading. It's funny. Right when we were talking about it, I was reading Boing Boing, and they listed the keynote. Kind of sucks. It's the last year they're doing it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't actually say. I don't think it will be.
Really? They've come out and said it now, according to this.
Well, that's what... If you check on the Hope site, it says the last Hope, but it never actually says that this is the last one. It's just because the hotel might be demolished, but I don't think that's happening anymore.
Yeah.
It was going to be demolished. But I doubt it's the last one.
Okay, yeah, no, I see what you're saying. It's the way they've worded it.
Like, if you check the website, it says, like, you should be there. This is, after all, the last hope.
Yeah, I see, they got to capitalize and everything. It's kind of...
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think it's the last one. What's this URL?
Hey. Yeah, Tim was just posting or updating one of his articles. No. Tim can't even drink his beer. The hell. he updated the trunkline access code compilation section on the telecom security part of the forum. Default trunk access codes, so he added a few. Tim, you should tell him what you found today. One sec, he's going to tell you some interesting stuff. He just did it again. Tim, you need a bib.
You can't do two things at once.
Yeah, he's in the touch phone. He's getting owned. One sec.
Hi, my name is Tim, and I'll be your tour guide this evening.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, chumps. What am I doing? What am I talking to you guys about?
Hey, Bo.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with this Gluco guy?
Oh, Glucose is messed.
Fuck! What the fuck? I can only handle so much of his shit.
Yeah, you know what? Let me guess. Are you talking about flashlights and bicycling?
He's talking about bicycling. I gotta get him going. Oh, what can I do to really piss him off?
That's all he ever talks about is flashlights and bicycling.
Can I have a rat? I'll give a rat
roll. Accuse him of being homosexual and he gets really worked up.
Is he homosexual, really?
No, he's not, but he vehemently denies that he is.
Yeah, and someone who has to do that definitely has issues, right? Gluco, if you're listening, and I'm sure he's never going to listen to our show, but
no.
He's a nice guy. He has a good heart. He just needs to shut the fuck up sometimes.
It's all good fun.
Yeah, I know. He talks about... See, the thing is, I don't like talking to him sometimes because I'll bring something up, and he'll just not stop talking about the same subject for days. And it's just, stop it. Do you ever find that? Like, you'll bring something up, and he'll just repeat it?
Yeah, he just doesn't shut up. One day, he was messaging me, and I went to bed and just left the window open. Came in the morning, and it was something like 550 lines he posted. Just going on. I obviously wasn't there. And he just kept going on about...
Did you read it all?
No, I didn't read shit. I closed it. He was talking about life. I don't fucking care. It's just, he's a nice guy, but he just doesn't shut the hell up.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do? I don't go on IRC very often anymore.
No, me neither. What did he post the link to now? Oh, that's good. More bikes.
More bike shit. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I talked about a bike once, and he just was talking to me about it for 4 hours. But IRC. I go on there just to announce the radio show. I go on there sometimes to vent and just see what people are up to because I work alone. I live with roommates. I have nothing in common with absolutely nothing. They're all jocks, which is okay, I guess. And
sports.
They're cool guys. Like two of them are studying mathematics. University, I think, well, maybe I'll have something in common with them. But no, they don't like talking about school. They don't like talking about anything other than working out and hockey. Yeah. Fuck that. You.
That's all the rage over here. Creatine and power shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about going to the club and getting your freak on.
Yeah.
Yo, two heinies. Right now. What's that? The clip? Hang on a second, let me find it.
My new haircut?
It's my new fucking haircut.
That's awesome, dude. I watched that the other day.
Yeah, I take steroids. I eat the shit for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. One second. I'll play the whole clip, because, it's a long conference. You gotta hear this.
Skanks. Fucking skanks. Excuse me, sir, you have to check in. Not now, chief. I'm in the fucking zone. I'm the fucking man. Oh! Yeah, I take steroids. I eat that shit for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm in control, baby. I'm fucking control. Fucking pro... Fucking protein! Where's the goddamn protein, mom? Don't you give me some protein? Fuck! Yeah, it's fucking wrong when I get my swell on at the gym. That's because everyone should fucking see how jacked and tan I am. Lord! 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 Who fucking Jägermeister down here, chief? Milk! HGH! Protein! Power bar! I'm gonna get fucking wasted tonight. I'm gonna drink Heineken and Jägermeister all fucking night. Jägermeister? Fucking shower in that shit. Fucking Jägerbombs.
I know it was long, but it was worth it. We're drinking Kokanee, Strongbow, Corona Extra. I'm drinking two drinks at once, because I'm the fucking man. Fucking Jägerbomb.
Jägerbomb.
Those are Guidos. Guido power.
Yeah, Guido.
Yeah.
It's like Halo.
Oh, fucking Halo.
All the dice in Halo.
They're all what? Guidos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that the people at that place.
When I used to go there, I'm talking used to like last year, everyone there, all the men looked gay, and I was getting men and women hitting on me.
Not gay.
Tim says they're not gay, they just have mad style. Oh, whatever, I don't mind gay people or anything, I just think that it's... The music sucks.
Who just said I do?
Tim.
Tim, yeah.
Tim hates what he is. Sorry.
Speaking of gay people,
Vladimir Putin, flexing his Russian muscles.
Putin.
A picture of this, he's fishing and he's not wearing a shirt and he's Mr. Muscular.
Isn't he like 80?
Comrade.
Let me check, actually. Oh, Wikipedia that. He's in his 50s, I thought.
Putin versus Bush. Go.
He doesn't have an age.
He doesn't have an age.
He's 55. He's actually my mom's age. He's 55.
Yeah. Oh, he's not as old as I thought at all.
He was born in Leningrad, Russian. SFSR, Soviet Union, now St. Petersburg, Russia. He was a KGB agent.
He looks very amused in his Wikipedia picture.
Tim says he has street cred. He's representing for his hood, the Red Kremlins. Better not mess with those motherfuckers. They'll jack you up! You know why? Because they take
why?
HGH. Jägerbombs.
Jägerbombs.
I'm in the zone now, baby. I'm in the fucking zone.
Cool.
Copy the garbage file, boys. Copy the garbage file. Root.
Watch that movie.
Period. Backslash. Period.
Workspace.
Oh!
I watched
that,
that
movie.
I'm all fresh on everything.
You guys,
Mike, you still never got me the DVD version of that.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
You've seen Penn and Teller's Asshole, right? So called. No, no, Asshole. Bullshit. Asshole. Bullshit. Yeah.
Penn and Teller's Asshole?
You fucking asshole, Tech. Fuck you. No. Penn and Teller Bullshit. Sorry if that's something. Penn is actually from Hackers. He's a security guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Rabbit. Blue shot.
We got a hacker.
Blue shot. What the hell? God wouldn't be up this late. I don't know. He has enough workload for about 10 users. I think we have a hacker. Eugene, don't call me Eugene. My name is the plague.
Hard copy. I hate
Mr.
hard
the
copy.
Plague. Next time I have a customer calling me up, I'll be like, don't call me Ethan. My name is the clone.
Oh, yeah, you know, the plague's missus in that movie, that's the psychiatrist off of Sopranos.
I don't like
that. Yeah, that's right.
I remember, like, I was watching that movie, I was like,
brain cancer.
What?
Grab this flu shot, someone talk to me.
Yeah.
Going to the
colonel. Colonel who? System of command processor. The brain.
Oh, fuck. That shows that I've seen that movie about 100 million times.
I want to go watch that again now.
Pluck the Hannet. Pluck the Hannet. They're rashing our tights. Rashing our tights.
Fuck.
I love it when they drool over that laptop, because every time you watch it, the specs on it are crappier and crappier compared to our technology. It's just so funny.
Yeah. It's a 28.8 BPS modem. Active wow. Display, active matrix, a million psychedelic colors, baby. Mmm, sweet.
Sweet, man.
And a PCI bus, but you already knew that.
Burns wetware matches her software.
Fuck off.
Oh, no-handed. Or one-handed difficulty rating, 7. Okay, we better
shut up. Lord Nikon's, like, reading off the headline from Zero Cool, and they all, like, look at him and wait, like, they forgot he has a photographic memory, and they're like, where'd you get that from? He's like, he's got a photographic memory. Oh, right.
Yo, I thought you was black, man.
Yeah. That line must have been a big splash back in its day.
Yoda's definitely the best character.
Well, Hackers definitely has a spot in history. Yeah, right next to Cyborg 2. If you guys ever see that movie, it's when Angelina Jolie was 16 years old. Quite funny.
Which movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's called Cyborg 2. It was one of her first movies, but yeah, it was pretty terrible. The first one was with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know Van Damme movies, like he always, in every movie he has, which is an action movie, which is, you know, every movie, he always punches someone in the nuts. He's completely upset.
Instead of things for nuts.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's a post on Wikipedia about him and about his career, and someone actually pointed out, on every movie he's in, he always punches someone in the nuts.
That's a weird trademark.
Yeah.
He probably insists on that when he takes the job. Yeah, I'll take this job, as long as he gets to punch someone in the nuts.
Yeah. Well, that guy hasn't had a career in quite a while. I saw one of his movies from 2003. It's called In Hell, and he goes to prison. I think his wife was murdered, and he gets accused of it, and he goes to jail, and it's just brutal. Like, I haven't seen so much violence. It's just sick, but it's awesome and really gross. He's older. He definitely looks, you know, he's aging really badly. So that's what happens
like
over
time.
He
was aging really badly.
Well, he fights like an Asian. He knows kung fu style. It's very good.
Oh my God!
For the record, for any anti-racist group, that was not a racist comment. I happen to be Asian. Gosh.
Yes, Nate, you're very Asian. Only from, yeah.
I'm from Japanville, Ontario.
Koreatown.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Managed to get this exploit code running on my Wii.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, I managed to track down the right copy of Zelda Twilight Princess, so I've got all these virtual console games and shit that I'm just installing right now.
Oh, cool. Neat. That's cool. We'll have to check it out sometime.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty sketch right now, but I mean, there's no actual hardware modification involved, so.
That's awesome. Oh, by the way, guys, I just want to let you know, I'm sorry, my phone's actually dying. I just heard a beep. It's like a really weird dee-dee-dee-dee-dee sound. So, if this drops off, Yeah, unfortunately the conference drops. Maybe we should just say goodbye soon here.
Okay, before yeah.
But it's, you know, it's actually, it's been an hour. We've been talking for an hour, which is awesome.
Well, except for when Tim screwed up.
An hour, yeah, well, 5 minutes.
Oh, I'll kick his ass later for that one, by the way.
Anyways.
Okay, you know what? Let me just say one thing. oh, man. I just lost my train of thought here. we have a fridge magnet with a Wonder Woman picture on her, on the fridge. And we had these two little ladybugs, and they're round, and Tim put the two ladybugs over her breasts.
Jesus.
Hey, it doesn't make them stick out. It's kind of sexy. That's off the record, by the way. Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
Reality. Okay, guys, well, I should probably let you go. It's been good talking, and we'll definitely talk next month, and I promise, I will get this out right away here, probably tomorrow or, no, not tomorrow. I'm going to be partying tomorrow. Sunday or Monday? Definitely by Monday, I promise. No, Tuesday morning. No, okay, Monday.
2 months from now.
Yeah, when the summer's over. No, just kidding. Well, yeah, take it easy, guys, and... oh, it just beeped again, so, yeah. Later.
See ya.
All right, later. Bye. Later.
Hack the planet!
Hey, do you want to feel so energetic? Try Power Thirst. Energy drinks for people who need gratuitous amounts of energy. With all new flavors like chocolate energy. It's like adding chocolate to an electrical store. Sound the alarm. You're going to be uncomfortably energetic. What's that? You want strawberry? Well, how about rawberry? Made with lightning. Real lightning. Sports. Oh, we quit them. It's an energy drink for men.
Energy. These aren't your dad's puns. These are energy puns. Turbo puns. Science, energy, electrolytes, turbolites, power lights, more lights than your body has room for.
You'll be so fast, Mother Nature will be like, slow down. And you'll be like, fuck you, and kick her in the face with your
energy legs.
You have so much energy. Just running all the time. Power running, power lifting, power sleeping, power day, power eating, power laughing, power spawning babies. You'll have so many babies.
400 babies.
Give chocolate to your babies and they'll be good at sports. Make your babies run abnormally fast. They'll run as fast as canyons. People will watch them running and think they're canyons. They'll race as fast as canyons. It's actual canyons. And it'll be a time, they'll get deported back to Kenya. Hey, go fix your thing. Don't gamble on your energy. Snake eyes. Try Power Thirst. The energy drink that will make you more sports.
Hey, do you want to feel so gay? Try Anal Blast. Homo energy drinks for people who need gratuitous amounts of gayness. With all new flavors like Brown Eye, Jizz-flavored Fag Juice. It's like adding a homo to a girl-on-girl porn. Sound the alarm, you're gonna be uncomfortably gay. What's that? You want Pina Colada? How about Pina Salada? Made with penis. Real penis. Fashion. You'll be extremely well-dressed. It's an energy drink for gay men. Menergy. These aren't your dad's buns. These are your boyfriend's buns. Turbo buns. Interior. Design. Interior. Design. Huge dicks. Curved dicks. Smooth dicks. More dicks than your body has room for. You'll be so fast that your boyfriend will be like, slow down. And you'll be like, fuck you, and jizz on his face with your energy dick. You'll have so much energy. And you'll be coming all the time. Homo walking, homo talking, homo stalking, homo eating, homo laughing, homo dating, homo spawning. Babies. You won't have any babies. Zero babies. Give Brown Eye to your partners, and they'll be good at butt sex. They'll make your partner come abnormally fast. They'll come as fast as Kenyan. People will catch them coming and think that they're Kenyans. They'll suck them off like Kenyan. They'll come on an actual Kenyan. And they'll want to tie the knot, and they'll be deported back to Kenya. Hey, go with the sure thing. Don't gamble on your butt sex. Brown Eyes. Try Anal Blast, the homo energy drink that will make you gay.
Okay, the last song of the night is by 10 Second Head Start called Double Candy. Thanks for listening to Network Radio. Tune in next month when I'll have more excellent music, interviews, voicemail messages. You guys better fucking leave some messages and much more. Woohoo! Summer's here! Yahoo!
Cop! Roll call! Highway! Mainframe! Long arm! Bowser and Blitz! Sundown! Hardtop! Mirage! Bullseye! Mace! Barricade! And they call me Bulletproof! These are Empire City's most wanted crooks. Berserko, Rock Crusher, Misdemeanor, Turbo Two-Tone, Dr. Bad Vibes, Nightshade, use caution in apprehending.